ॐ सहनावतु
सहनावतु
सहनौ
सहनौ भुनक्तु सह
वीर्यं
वीर्यं
करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणी निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणचक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सेकेण्ड् मन्त्र श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रं मनसो मनो यत् वाचोः वाचं सौ प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुश्च चक्षुरतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्या स्म लोकाः अमृता भवन्ति। हरि ओम्। सो दि उपनिषद् टीचिङ्ग् is essentially over in the first two chapters, where the rishi tells the student and the student understands that the knower alone is that I am, the Brahman, and whatever is known is an object. So Brahman cannot be known as an object because that is me, my true nature. Also, you cannot say, I don't know Brahman. You cannot say, I know Brahman. Also, you cannot say, I do not know Brahman, because I am Brahman. Brahman is always present in me, always functioning. And the students have understood, the majority of them, but for those like us who have still not fully understood, the Rishi comes up with a story. So we will chant the first mantra and then I will introduce the story. Varsha Ben, you want to chant the first mantra of the chapter 3 in the story? What page is in the orange book?
134.
In the orange book is 134. You are muted.
Yeah, I found it. Yeah.
Okay. Brahma Deve Bhyo Vijigye.
Brahma Deve Bhyo Vijigye.
Dasyaha Brahmanaha Vijaye.
Dasyaha Brahmano Vijaye.
Deva Amahiyanta.
Deva Amahiyanta.
Ekshanta.
Ya ekshanta
asmakam eva ayam
asmakam eva ayam
vijayah
vijayah
asmakam eva ayam
asmakam eva ayam mahima iti
together brahma devebhyo vijigne तस्यः ब्रह्मणः विजये देवा अमहीयन्त त एक्षन्त अस्माकम् एवा अयम् विजयः अस्माकम् एवा अयम् Mahima iti. So the Devas and the Danavas, the Asuras, periodically get into the fight. And it happens when the Devas become weak. So as it happened at one time, the Devas were very involved in bhogas, in enjoyment, and they became weak. And that time, the Devas were attacked by the Asuras. And so what happened? So he says, Brahma, ha. Ha means it happened at one time, once upon a time, even though Brahman is timeless, Ishvara is timeless, but this story of Asuras and Devas, ha means it happened at one time. And Brahma, Brahma here does not mean the supreme Brahman, the consciousness, but means Ishvara, Paramatma, the Lord, the Ishvara, the Paramatma, the Lord, Bhagwan. He, what did he do? Deve bhyo vijigne. He was the cause of victory for the Devas. Deva bhyo, for the Devas, vijigne. He was the cause of the victory. And tasya hi brahmano. Indeed, tasya brahmana vijaye. The victory of the Devas was due to the victory of Brahman. Brahman here again means Ishvara. So it was because of Bhagwan that the victory was won by the Devas. But what happens to them? Deva ama hiyanta. They became very elated. They became proud. Oh, we won, we won, we won. You know, they became proud, not realizing that it was the Lord behind them. So what happened? The ekshantam. So they thought, what did they think? Asmakam, ours eva ayam, vijaya. This asmakam, for us alone, eva is this vijaya. So this victory was ours alone. And we defeated the devas. And then asmakam eva ayam mahima iti. And asmakam, and ours alone is this glory. So we won the battle and we have the glory. So they had this mithya abhimana that we won and they became very proud, became very arrogant. And they had a big party and they were drinking, and in that alcoholic stupor, they lost, you know, whatever discrimination they had. And at such a time, Bhagwan decided to shower his grace on the Devas. Now, we find that he was caused the victory of the Devas. Even when the Devas are deluded, he showers his grace. Why on the Devas and why not on the Asuras? You know, because Bhagwan says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshosti na priya. I am the same to all. There is no one to whom I am dear and no one to whom I am not dear. So why does he shower his grace on Devas and not on the Asuras? Because the Asuras' life is without maryada, without any limits. They do not follow the limits of life, the limits of behavior, how to conduct themselves. You know, they are immoral and so on. Not only that, but they interfere in yajnas. Whenever any yajnas or any good situations are happening, the Asuras always interfere and they block that. And actually the Devas get nourished by the Yajnas. When we make offering to the Yajnas, it is the divine forces that get nourished. They nourish us, but we also nourish them by doing Yajnas. That's why the significance of doing Yajnas we do periodically, because it nourishes the goodness, the divine forces, the divine powers, the Lord of, you know, Agni and fire and, you know, thunder and lightning and rain and all of those, Vayu and all, they are nourished by us. Same thing happens, you know, in Ramayana also, when the Yajnas were being blocked by the Asuras, Vishwamitra comes to Dashrath Maharaj and asks for Ram and Lakshman to come and destroy the Danavas, which they do. And in the Mahabharata also, we find that Bhagwan Shri Krishna, even though he was equal to both, he supports the Pandavas because Pandavas were on the side of morality, were on the side of goodness. And of course, Arjuna asked for Bhagwan. He said, I don't need your army. So that is the, that when we get into this pride, then Bhagwan showers his grace. How does he showers his grace? Not only by giving flowers. Sometimes, you know, he may give flowers. But how does he do it? We'll see in the next mantra. Harshaben, you have the second mantra? Everybody, please open that page. So if I ask you, be ready. Chapter 3, mantra number 2. Tadai sham vijagnyau.
Tadaswam vijagnyau vichranau.
Ebhyoha.
Ebhyoha.
Pradur babhuva.
Padur babhuva.
Tanna vyajanata.
Tatra vyajanata.
Kimidam yakshamiti.
Kimidam yakshamiti.
Together. Tadhaisham vijagnyau. Tebhyoha pradur babhuva. Tanna vyajanata. Kimidam yakshamiti. So. Tadhaisham. Their vanity, their pride, vijagnyau. Bhagwan knew because he is the Antaryami, he knows. So he knew their pride and their arrogance, and Tebhyo, her, before them, Pradur Babhuva, he appeared before them. But how did he appear? You know, because Bhagwan is Sagun Nirakar, right? He has all the, like Brahman is Nirgun Nirakar, has no qualities, has no form. But Bhagwan or Ishvara is Sagun Nirakar, means he has qualities of love, compassion, kindness, but he is formless, Nirakar. But here he takes a particular form, which is of the Yaksha. And we'll talk about that, Yaksha. So he, Pradur Babhuva, he appeared in the form of a Yaksha. Tan tat na vyajanata, and they did not know who this form was. Kim idam yaksham iti, kim, with who is this yaksham, this yaksha, this beautiful, worshipful form, very beautiful form he appears in, very brilliant, and they did not know who is this yakshaha. So Bhagwan came as a great crasher in this party.
Okay.
And he was very bright, very brilliant. And the devtas had not worshipped God. See, before you start anything, you should worship or have grateful gratitude. But they had not done that. And so Bhagwan came to teach them a lesson. So who is Bhagwan? Who is this Lord? So they say he is the inner self, the Antaryami, the knower of all. Whatever we are thinking, whatever we are, even before we think, he knows that. Bhagwan knows that. He is also the karma faladata. Whatever karmas we do, he gives us the result. He is also sarva shakti. He is not only shaktiman, but he is shakti. All power, all energy, all strength, everything comes from that one supreme Lord. But he is not only compassionate, he is also dandapani. He also has a stick in his hand. And sometimes, if we don't listen with the right advice, then he has to use the stick to punish us. And that also is his grace, even though it we are being punished, even though there is his compassion and his grace is behind us to teach us. You know why? Because success has many fathers and failure is an orphan, they say. Mm-hmm. So when there is success, everybody wants to claim, you know, the whole organization, oh, I did it because of me, it happened. If I was there, it would not have, if I wasn't there, it would have never happened. But when there is failure, then nobody wants to say, oh, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. So here, because the devatas were successful, each one of the gods, Vayu, Agni, Indra, Varuna, all of them said, oh, because of my power, because I did it. So that's what happened. And what happens is that we pay attention to the form, you know, this conditioned I, that this form of me, this BMI, I am the one doing it, I do everything. We forget that there is Om or consciousness or Bhagwan behind us. And we focus on the Samashti. No, we don't focus on the Samashti. We focus on the Vyashti. Means we focus on I, the individuality, not the totality, that when there is any accomplishment, the total consciousness, the total everything is involved. And that's how we get air in the head. That's what happened to the devatas. So Bhagwan appeared to prick that balloon and remove the air, because Bhagwan is the inner illuminer and he loves us and he knows what is good for us. Just as a child in the beginning, you may love the child and give them all the gifts, but as the child grows up and starts understanding, you don't keep on spoiling them by giving, but you discipline. At times you need to discipline, at times you need to. So same way, he felt that at this moment, I have given them enough gifts of victory, but since they have not learned, it is time for me to discipline. And the word yaksha comes from yaj. Yaj means yajna. So he is the worshipful one. And in us also, the devas and asuras are both there. So like if I decide, oh, today I'm going to sit down and read Bhagavad Gita or Upanishads, then Devi Pravritti is shining. But if I say, oh, forget it, I don't need to read, I'm going to have some fun, watch TV, or maybe go enjoy myself, then we should think Asuri Vritti has come. So this Deva and Asuras are constantly in us, and it is up to us, whom do we strengthen? So that is mantra number two. Mohini aunty, you have number three?
Yes, I'm ready.
Te Agnim Abruvan.
Em Agnim. This is the third one?
Third one.
Okay. I have something else.
Te Agnim Abruvan.
Te Agnim Abruvan.
Jata Veda.
Jata Veda.
Etat Vijanihi.
Etat Vijanihi.
Kim etad yakshamiti.
Kim etad yakshamiti.
Tatha iti.
Tatha iti.
So then what did they do? They agnim. They talk to Agni. Agni, who is brilliant, who is agre nayati iti agrim. Agnim, that the ones that leads us ahead. That's why when you offer in the fire, the fire leads you to the higher, so that's why it is called Agni, Agre Nayati. So to that Agni, who is the leader, I mean kind of the leader, Abruvan. Abruvan means they spoke. It's past tense and it is plural, Abruvan. And what did they say? Jata Veda. Jata Veda means all knower, who knows from birth. So Agni is the said to be the all knower. So that's why there's one of Agni's name is Jat Veda. So he says, Etat Vijanihi. Vijanihi, he means clearly, please know, understand very clearly. Etat, what? Kim Etat Yaksham Iti. Kim, who is this Yakshaha Iti? Vijani, please know who is this Yaksha. So he said, Tatha iti, Tathastu, like they say, Tathastu, yeah, okay, I'll do it, no problem. So as we said, Agni is the brilliance, is the illuminer, so that's why it is said to be Jata Veda. And he says, I will go and finish this job. You guys keep having fun and enjoying. I'll just go quickly and take care of this problem. Now, what happens is that they realized that this yaksha is somebody more powerful than us. They realize that because of his brilliance, because of his glory. Now they say, when you find somebody more powerful, more knowledgeable, more advanced, there are two things you can do. One is you can become friends, you know, become friends. Or I surrender to you because you are more powerful. I need to learn from you. So you have humility and you try to come close. Or you have fear, you know, who is this powerful one? So these are the two things. So one is you can block your mind from that knowledge, or you can learn. So when somebody is more knowledgeable. And that's what Hanumanji did, you know, when he goes to Lanka and after meeting Sitaji, he goes, I think before meeting Sitaji, he goes to Lanka and he sees Vibhishan's house and he sees some tulsi there and he sees some insignias of Vishnu outside his house. So he said, this is somebody very special. I must know him. No matter what it costs, I will know him. Hati kari pehchanu. He says, I will go through most difficult even to know who this individual is. In this evil place called Lanka, materialistic, there is somebody who is worth knowing. So that's why when there is somebody more powerful, we should know. But Agni had the arrogance. He said, I will go and finish it. I'll be back very soon. Hansa, you want to? Hansa Ben, okay. Then next other Hansa we can ask. Okay, Hansa Ben, number four. Tad abhya dravata.
Tad abhya dravata.
Tam abhya vadata.
Tam abhya vadata.
Kaha asi iti.
Kaha isi iti.
Agnirva aham asmi.
Agnirva aham asmi.
Iti abravita.
Iti abravita.
Jata vedava.
Jata vedava.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti.
Together. Tadabhya dravata. Tamabhya vadata. Kositi. Agnirva aham asmi iti. Abravita. Jata veda va aham asmi iti. So now Agni goes. He rushed there. Tad abhyadravat. Then abhyadravat. Then he ran. He rushed over there. And to him, Agni, Yaksha, who was standing there quietly when Agni rushed and came close to him, tam abhyavadat. To him, the Yaksha said, Kaha asi iti, who are you? So Agni got insulted. Said, you don't know me? I am Agni. I am the most powerful. Agnirva aham asmi. You know, with great pride, he said, Agnirva aham asmi. I am Agni. Iti abravit. That is how he spoke in self-praise. He felt a little insulted. He said, haven't you seen my Facebook, how many likes I have? So you should by now know me, who I am. You know, everybody knows me on the universe. Everybody knows Agni. I am everywhere. Va aham asmi iti. And I am Jata Veda. I am all knowing. I am the one. Jata Veda means from birth itself, I knew. That means Agni is all knowing. It is omniscient. So here it is. He is not omniscient in the sense of God, but everything, all yajnas, everything that we do, fire is required even for cooking, for functioning and all. So that's why he started doing his self-praise. And he looked at the yaksha. Hansa, you can please read the next one. Other Hansa, Dr. Hansa. You can unmute, please. Number five. Tasmin stvai.
Tasmin tvai.
किम वीर्यम इति
किं वीर्यमिति
अपीदगम
अपीदगम
सर्वं दहेयम्
सर्वं दहेयम्
यदिदम्
यदिदम्
पृथिव्यामिति
पृथिव्यामिति.
ओके सो टुगेदर तस्मिन्
तस्मिन् त्वयि किं वीर्यम्
अपीदगम् सर्वं दहेयम् यदिदम् पृथिव्यामिति. सो तस्मिन् तस्मिन् देयरफॉर इफ यू आर द यक्षा सेज इन दैट केस यू नो तस्मिन् त्वयि मीन्स इन दैट केस इफ दैट इज व्हाट यू थिंक दैट यू आर जात वेदा यू आर अग्नि द मोस्ट पावरफुल देन यू हैव गिवन मी टू नेम्स यू नो योर टू इंट्रोडक्शन सो टेल मी त्वयि इन यू किम वीर्यम इति व्हाट इज द स्ट्रेंथ यू हैव व्हाट इज सो स्पेशल अबाउट यू. You know, can you please tell me? So again, Agni gets angry. You know, he says, well, who is this guy asking me what I can do? Doesn't he know? So api idam. So api idam sarvam daheyam. Whatever you see here, Agni says, anything that you see here, sarvam daheyam. I can burn everything. Not only here, but in the entire cosmos, in the earth, everywhere. Heavens everywhere, any fire, anything burning, I am the one who burns it. And I can burn everything. Nothing can stop me. So here, again, he is asking, why are you so special? And he says, I have two names. I can burn everything. So number six, Ambika, you want to read that? तस्मै तृणं निदधौ
तस्मै तृणं निदधौ
एतद्दह इति
एतद्दह इति
तद् उपप्रेयाय
तद् उपप्रेयाय
सर्वजवेन
सर्वजवेन
तन्न शशाक दघ तन्न शशाक दग्धुम्
तन्न शशाक दग्धुम्
सतेतत् सॉरी सतत् एव निववृते
सतत् एव निववृते
न एतत् अशकम् विज्ञातुम्
न एतत् अशकम् विज्ञातुम्
यद् एतत् यक्षमिति
यद् एतत् यक्षमिति.
ओके टुगेदर तस्मै तृणं निदद् हावे तद् दहेति तद् उपप्रेयाय सर्वजवेन तन्न शशाक दग्धुम् सतत् एव निववृते न एतद् अशकम् विज्ञातुम् यदेतद् यक्षमिति. सो हि सेस् सो तिदधौ तस्मै तृणं निदधौ निदधौ मीन्स् हि प्लेस्ड् इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ् हिम् Trinam, a tiny blade of grass. And etad daha iti, please burn this. Yaksha asked him. He said, you can burn everything. Okay, burn this blade of grass. And tada upapreyaya. So he rushed there. Agni, first of all, felt very hurt and insulted. He said, I told him I can burn the universe. What is this little blade of grass? Let me go. I'll just make him happy. And he just went and he first blew little fire, you know. Nothing happened to the grass. Then he blew more, then he blew more. And all his fire, all his strength, starting from 100 degrees, 200, 400, 500, the temperature kept going up and up. And Agni started sweating, but nothing happened to that blade of grass. Not even, actually on the blade of grass, there was a dewdrop. And even the dewdrop did not dry. Forget about the grass burning. So even with Sarva Javena, with all his might, Tat na shashaka dagdum. Tat na shashaka. He could not dagdum. He could not burn it. And then he became very disappointed. Sahad Agni tat eva. Immediately nivavrite. He immediately left. He couldn't do it and he realized his failure, so he returned back. Where to the devas? First of all, he went very quietly, not even speaking a word. But then they said, oh, what happened? What happened? Who is he? Who is he? Then he had to answer. He says, na etad ashakam. I could not vignatum. I could not find out yat etad yaksham iti. Who is this yaksha? Etad yaksham iti. I could not find out. So he went very proudly and came back very meekly. So the example they gave is like, you know, you're playing a cricket match and there are two teams and they have to score 300 runs in 50 overs. You know, the previous team has scored 300 runs in 50 overs. And now the other team has to score 301. So the opening batsman said, you know what, this other team doesn't have good bowlers. I will score century myself. You don't have to worry. And he goes there and in the first ball, he gets clean bowled. And how does he quietly come back to the back to the pavilion, you know, with his head down and with his, very silent, doesn't talk, goes quietly, sits in one side separately. So same way, Agni came down, not talking and very silent. And then when they asked, he said, I could not do it. So that is our story also. You know, we become very arrogant. And when arrogance comes, then abhimana comes, then they say pride goes before a fall. When you get proud, that is when you fall. The humility is... We'll talk about humility in the next couple of shlokas. So it is pride is the problem. And what Agni should have done at that time, he should have apologized. Okay, sorry, I did not know who you are. I did not know how powerful you are. Can you please tell me who you are? And that would have solved the issue. But he felt so humiliated that he didn't want to speak anything. So he returned back. Ramaben, you have this? Can you chant number 7? Or otherwise, Saroj, you can do number 7. You can unmute, please. अथ वायुम्
अथ वायुम्
अब्रुवन्
अब्रुवन्
वायो एतत्
वायो एतत्
विजानीहि
विगानेहि
किमेतद्
किमेतद्
यक्षमिति
यक्षमिति
तथा इति
तथा इति
अथ वायुम् अब्रुवन् वायो एव जानीहि किमेतद् यक्षमिति तथा इति सो देन अथ देन नेक्स्ट दे आस्क वायु वायुम अब्रुवन दे स्पोक टू वायु ओ वायो ओ दैट इज वायो ओ वायु एतद् विजानीहि प्लीज फाइंड आउट विजानी जानीहि टू नो विजानीहि टू मींस टू नो वेरी वेल Etat, find out this, what? Kim etat yaksham iti. Please find out who is this yakshaha. And Vijani, please know it, find out very well. Not only that we can all see the yaksha, but who is this yaksha? What are his qualities? Why is he here? Everything we want to know. Not just yaksha, we can see. And tatha iti, he says, okay, I will do it. No problem. So Vayu, first thing he says, they should have sent me first. You know, they always give importance to Agni, but they don't know me. I can go everywhere. I can travel everywhere in the, and he just, he goes near this Yaksha and he thinks, Yaksha will run away with my force, with my power, with my breath. So he shows up there saying that I should have been asked first. And why should I have been asked? So that we will see in the next one. Shaku, you have number 8? You can unmute, please. Tat abhya dravata.
Tat abhya dravata.
Tam athya vadata.
Tam abhya vadata.
Kaha asi iti.
Kaha asi iti.
Vayurva.
Vayurva.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti.
Abravit.
Abravit.
Matarishva va.
Matarikshava.
Aham asmi iti.
Aham asmi iti. Aham asmi iti.
Okay, together. You can mute, please. Tad abhyadravata. Tam athya vadata. Kaha asi iti. Vayurva aham asmi iti. Abravit. Matarishvava. Aham asmi iti. So now this yaksha looks, oh, second fellow has come. Ek to chala gaya, second guy has showed up. So he also rushed over there. Abhyadravat means he went with great force, very lot of power, you know, this wind's power. And then to tam athyavadata, to them, to him, abhyavadata, there is a little print typo error, abhyavadata, to that vayu yaksha avadat, he spoke, it's in the past tense. Kaha asi iti, who are you? Kaha asi iti, kaha asi, who are you? Oh, vayurva aham asmi, don't you know me? I am vayu, I am known in the entire universe, I blow everywhere. And because of me, you know, all these winds happen and life happens because of air. And I am the most powerful vayu. When I get cyclones or hurricanes, I can blow down buildings and destroy entire, you know, communities. Aham asmi iti. Abravit. That's how he spoke. And then he said, I have a second name too. He said, oh, you also have two names? He says, yeah. What is your second name? Matarishva. Matarishva means, Matari means antariksh in the space. Ishva means one who travels in space. So antarikshe shvayati iti Matarishva. One who travels in space, that's how the wind does, travels in space. So I am that. And I can blow everything. I travel in the space, that is who I am. So we'll do mantra number 9. Kerry, you have it?
Yes. Fast because...
These are fast because it is repeat of. Then we'll spend a little more time when Indra's turn comes. So number 9. Tasmin stvayi.
Tasmin stvayi.
Kim viryam iti.
Kim viryam iti.
Api idam.
Api digam.
Sarvam adadiya.
Sarvam adidiya.
Yadidam.
Yadidam.
Prithivyamiti.
Prithivyamiti.
Together, you can mute, please. Tasmin stvayi kim viryamiti. Api idam sarvam adadiya yadidam prithivyamiti. So he says, okay, in that case, since you are Vayu, all-powerful, and you are Matarishva, you also have two names. So you must be somebody special. So Tvayi Kim Viryamiti, Tasmin, in that case, what power do you have? What strength do you have? Please tell me. So he said, you don't know me? He says, I am Vayu. Api idam sarvam adadiya. Api idam, whatever you see on not only here, but in the entire universe. Sarvam adadiya. Sarvam adadiya. I can blow everything. Yat idam prithivyam iti. Even on the earth, even on all the heavens, everything that is there, you can, whatever you see, I can blow. It is basically repeat, so we won't go into detail. Jayashri, you want to do number 10, please? Tasmin trinam nidadau.
Tasme trinam nidadau.
Etad adatsva iti.
Etad adatsva iti.
Tad upapreyaya.
Tad upapreyaya.
Sarvajavena.
Sarvajavena.
Tanna shashaka adatum.
Tanna shashaka adatum.
Satat eva nivavrite.
Satat eva nivavrite.
Na etad ashakam vignatum.
Na etad ashakam vignatum.
Yat etad yakshamiti.
Yat etad yakshamiti.
So, tasmai. So, in front of Vayu, trinam nitadhau, he placed again that same blade of grass. And etad adatsva iti. So, blow this blade of grass, this little tiny blade of grass. Can you blow it? He just placed it there. Tad upaprayaya. Again, then he came close, Vayu. And first, again, he's just a slow breath and it didn't work. Kept on blowing harder and harder. Sarva javena, with all his force, he could not even move the blade of grass, let alone blow it. Tanna shashaka adatum. He could not even move it. Forget about blowing it away. So tat eva, then very quickly, nivavrite, he quickly returned back to the pavilion with head hung down and very shy, silent. And when they asked him, who was this yaksha? Who was this yaksha? Tell us. He says, na etad ashakam vignatum. This ashakam, I could not, na etad vignatum. I could not find out what you had sent me to find out. Yat etad yaksham iti. I could not find who is this yaksha. So to destroy their false abhiman, Bhagwan used his maya shakti and appeared to destroy their false pride. And they said, in Swamiji in his commentary makes a joke. He says, like, there was a children's play going on, and there was this child who was playing part of Yaksha. So when the Agni came, he put that blade of grass. And then when he left, he put the blade of grass in his pocket. And when Vayu came, he couldn't find the blade. It had fallen out of his pocket, and he was searching everywhere. So then, but here, of course, Yaksha had no problem finding the blade of grass. Kerry, you have a comment or question? No, okay, you are unmuted. So that's, yeah. So again, same thing with his Maya Shakti. He came to reduce his, what do you call it? His arrogance, his false abhiman, his pride. Now, 11 and 12 are important. I hope we have enough time. Yeah, we have 15 minutes to do it. So we'll do it.
No, Indra comes.
Yeah, now Indra comes.
The king of the
gods. So who wants to do it again? Go ahead, Varshaben, you want to do it? Number 11.
Yes. Okay.
Atha Indram.
Atha Indram.
Abruvan Maghavan.
Abruvan Madhavan.
Etat Vijanihi.
Etat Vijanihi.
Kim Etat Yakshamiti.
Kim Etat Yakshamiti.
Tatha Iti.
Tatha Iti.
Tad Abhyadravata.
Tad Abhyadravata.
Tasmat tirodade.
Tasmat tirodade.
Okay. Together. Atha Indram Abruvan Maghavan. Etat Vijanihi. Kim etat Yakshamiti. Tatha iti. Tad Abhyadravata. Tasmat tirodade. So now they ask Indra. Who is Indra? This Abhruvan means they said, let's talk to the Indra, who is our captain. So Indra was their leader, he was their captain. Not only he was their leader, but Indra represents Balam. You know, that's why whenever you invoke Indra, it is for power, for strength. That's why in a Bahu may, you know, let Indra reside in my Bahus. You know, when we are invoking the different gods, Prajanane Brahma Tishthatu Padayor Vishnu Tishthatu, may Vishnu reside in my feet, may Shiva reside in my hands, Hara, and may Indra reside in my Bahu. So he's considered not only physically strong, but he's also mentally strong. So that's why he's called Madhavan. That's why two different meanings. He's the leader and he's strong. And he says, Etat Vijanihi. Now, Indra, you go and find out. What? Kim Etat Yaksham Iti. Find out who is this Yaksha. Tatha Iti. He said, Tat Abhyadravat. Again, it's the same. He rushed there. But Tasmat, from him, Tirodadhe. Yaksha did not even talk to him, did not even address him. He just disappeared. So why? So they said, because Indra's pride was initially was more than the other two, that I am the leader, I am the best, I am the smartest, I can find out. So to reduce his ego, Yaksha did not even talk to him, just disappeared. Now, Indra has many names, but two that are popularly known is Aditya and Vajrabhrit. Aditya, of course, is one of the names of sun, but the gods are all called Aditya because Aditya means sons of Aditi. See, all the gods were sons of Aditi, so that's why they are called Adityas. And Indra is also called Vajrabhrit, one who carries the Vajra, you know, the weapon. That's what he hit Hanumanji in his jaw when he was captured the sun in his mouth. So Maghavan is that. It is the chief captain, the chief, the captain, the most powerful.
That is also one.
That's why I Maghavan, I already talked about. So why is there an obstacle in Brahma Vidya? What happens? What are the two obstacles when we are on the spiritual path? So the first one is, I am great. You know, that is the first problem, the ego. It could be pride, ego of wealth, ego of power, ego of beauty, ego of, you know, any skills I have, I can sing, I can chant. So any of these skills that we have or any powers that we have or wealth, we become proud that I am great. But Bhagavan says in the 13th chapter, Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Shanti, Rajavam. Amanitvam is the first quality that one should have. And Adamba, not showing off, not arrogance, and humility. Why? Because everything has come from Bhagavan. My beauty has come from Bhagavan, my wealth, my power, my abilities, everything which I think I have, everything comes from God. So that is the first thing. And that is the gross, very gross problem. And that we can solve by dedicating it to Bhagavan and say, Bhagavan, you are the one. And gratefully, I'm grateful to you. You have given me everything. The second problem is I am finite. I am this limited jiva. And that problem cannot be removed just by qualities, by guru giving you the knowledge that you are not finite, you are not limited, you are the greatest. So here, greatest is not as an ego, but you are Brahman, the one. And not only you are greatest, all are the greatest. There is no other except beside you. So once you understand I am Brahman, then you understand I am all and everyone is Brahman and we are all one. There is no other. So that is the second way, you know, that's what Brahma Vidya does, removes the finitude. The first one is removes your arrogance. And Indra, immediately when disappeared, he didn't get discouraged. His pride disappeared, but he just stood there. stood there waiting to see what happened. Why did it go away? So he stood there. He did not get discouraged. He did not return. He was waiting because he was wondering what happened. Number 11, Ambika, Ambika, you want to read it? Satasmineva. Akashe. Striyamajagam. Bahushobhamanam.
Umam Haimavatim.
Tam Hovacha. Himetad Yakshamiti. All together. Tasmin Eva Akashe Striyamajagam Bahushobhamanam. Umam Haimavatim Tam Hovacha Kimetad Yakshamiti. Iti Tritiya Khande. Okay. So Saha Tasmin. So there he Indra didn't leave. He stayed there. Tasmin eva akashe. Akash here means space. In that same spot where Yaksha was and had disappeared, in that same spot, Striyam Ajagam, a beautiful lady appeared. Ajagam, he appeared, and Indra came to see her, to know her. And who? And she, what was her description? Bahu Shobhamanam, very pretty, very beautiful. And Shobhamana means also the best among all. Yeah. So she was not only beautiful, but she was the best among all at that place. And her name was Uma. And she is Haimavati. Haimavati has two meanings. Haimavati, one is the Lord of Himalayas. Parvati, this was Parvati ji. Uma, who appeared. And who is, so she is the daughter of Himalayas, Hemavati. Mm-hmm. Hemavati also means gold. So she was brilliant like gold, and she had all, was very pretty, had a lot of beautiful gold ornaments and outfit. So she is called Hemavati. And Tam Ha Uvacha. To that, Uma, he asked, Kim Etad Yakshamiti, who was this? Etad, this Yaksham Iti, who was that? So here we see that Indra was waiting with the head down, wondering. But he waited with bhakti, with devotion. He did not wait with arrogance. Now his arrogance had gone. And he saw this goddess, standing in the same place where Yaksha was. Exactly, she appeared. So he said there must be some connection, some sambandha, because the Yaksha went, and that immediate spot, same time, Uma Devi appeared. And he recognized that she's the best among all. And it is said that Brahma Vidya, which is the supreme knowledge, does not come as long as you have ahankar. As long as you have arrogance or pride, you cannot get this knowledge. That's why they say Vidya Dadati Vinayam. Knowledge should give you humility. And if you don't have humility, that means you don't have knowledge. So if you have this knowledge, it has to result in humility. If you think, I know it, then the humility has to be there. Not that you don't have confidence or in your ability, but there should be no pride. There should be gratitude to Bhagwan that we have the opportunity to study this Upanishad, gratitude to Pujya Gurudev who has translated the Upanishads for us and made it available, has set up this whole method of teaching. So The other thing that one has to have is humility and then a strong desire to know, you know, mumukshutvam, the great desire to know it. And then next is desire for liberation. So vivek, so the right knowledge has to be there. We have to approach the guru. And what is important is the form, not the form, but the knowledge. See, what we do, we give importance to the form. That means to this body, to take care of this body. So we give importance to annamaya kosha instead of vijnanamaya kosha. So they say importance should be given to vijnanamaya kosha. The knowledge is more important than the form. But most of our life is spent in taking care of this body, nourishing this body, acquiring more things for this body, all my relations, all my acquaintances, friends, everything is for the body. So they say there are, you know, one is the body, then they say there is EQ and IQ. EQ is emotional quotient, how you are mentally, that is the mind. IQ. And IQ is intelligence quotient. So they say instead of EQ and IQ, you should develop SQ, that is spiritual quotient. What is my spiritual desire to know, and how far have I progressed, and how can I continue to progress in my spiritual journey? So we'll end the story here. Next week, we will see what Umaji, Uma Devi told to Indra, and then the commentary on the third, on the story will be in the fourth chapter. It is very beautiful because then they go into the essence of the, it is the same as the story, the essence of the story is the same as what was told in the first two chapters. So that will be told in the fourth chapter, and that is the concluding, and that will tell us what is the essence of this Upanishad, but in a interesting form, see, in a story form as opposed to just plain knowledge. So actually the time is up. We have 2 minutes. So if anybody has one quick question or comment, otherwise we can end.
Yeah, we're looking at this one. A lot of Kim word is used there. Right. Sometimes it's what, sometimes it's which.
Sometimes,
so depending on, yeah. That's what Kerry was asking.
Sometimes what, sometimes who, and sometimes is it.
So this answers Carrie's question.
Yeah. So Kim Idam is used many times. What is it? Who is it? Or is it so? You know, so Kim has many meanings.
It depends on what context is.
Context,
used.
Right.
Even Kaha is used in a different
Kaha way. Is, yeah, who. Who or what, right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other?
Isn't it Yaksha is invisible?
No, Yaksha was visible.
Okay.
Yaksha was visible. He was the visible form of Ishvara. See, Ishvara, who is invisible, who is formless, manifested as Yaksha. So next week, we'll start with asking the question, should we worship form or formless? Should we do Sagun Upasana or no? So think about it. In the beginning, we'll discuss that. What is the importance of Sagun Upasana? Should it be done or should we directly go to formless? He says, na etad brahma tad vidhi, na edam yadidam upasate. That which you are worshipping is not Brahman. That different is Brahman. He is the eye of the eye, the ear of the ear. So should we worship formless or form? So we'll start with that next week and then do the fourth chapter. We can end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.